The following shiur has been presented by Rav Chaim Weg, Reish Kollel of the Scranton Community Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for halachic services, consultations, and shilas at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Daf Kuf Nun Aleph. Oysin kol tzorchei meis. If we have a meis on Shabbos Rachmana Litzlan, we're allowed to take care of what the meis needs. Sochin, we're allowed to shmir on oil, umeidichin oisai, and we're allowed to wash him. Ubilvad shelo yazes by eiver, provided we do not move any of his limbs. Rashi says, lo yagbia lo yodai, you may not lift his hands, oy ragloi, or his foot, oy rise einav, or his eyelids. The reason is, because a meis is muktzah, and the same way the entire meis is muktzah and utter to be moved, even to move part of a dvar muktzah, to move part of the meis, which is muktzah, is also usur on Shabbos. And the Mishnah goes on to say, on daf kufnun alv on the base, ein mat simin es hameis b'Shabbos, we may not close the eyes of a meis on Shabbos. Again, the reason being, because it would be tiltal b'miktas, it would be moving part of a muktzah item. It would seem from our sugya very clearly that one is not allowed to move even part of a muktzah item. The Achronim point out that there are several places in Hilchos Shabbos where the opposite is employed, where it seems that it's mutter to go ahead and to move part of a muktzah item on Shabbos. The Mechaber in Simon Shin Beis has a case. Mishin islach l'cho yodei batit. A person's hands became dirty from tit, and now he wants to go ahead and wipe them off. The Mechaber paskins that one should not wipe off his hands on a mapa, shemekanchen bo yodayim, on a hand towel. A person who has a limited amount of hand towels, if he were to wipe his dirty hands on to a hand towel, might be tempted to, chas v'sholem, wash the hand towel on Shabbos, which would be osa midereisa. Rather, the Mechaber says that he should wipe off his dirty hands on a zon of hasus or a zon of hapara, the tail of a horse or the tail of a cow. The shaila is that l'chayra, the tail of a horse and a tail of a cow are muktza. Since that they're muktza, how is a mutter to go ahead and wipe one's hands on the zon of hasus and the zon of hapara? The same way the entire sus and para are muktza, l'chayra, if one dries their hands on the zon of hasus and the zon of hapara, they are moving part of a muktza item. The truth is that the bir halacha over here in Simon Shin Beis asks the kasha b'shem the Tais v'Shabbos, and he brings in the Tais v'Shabbos that the zon of hasus and the zon of hapara that the mechaber is referring to over here are no longer attached to the sus and to the para, and therefore they are not muktza. The Bi'a Halacha is unhappy with that pshat, because the mashmois of the Paiskim is that we're talking about a typical Zon of Hasus and a Zon of Hapara, which are attached to a Baal Chai, which is Muktzah. And the Bi'a Halacha says a pshat that it could be that when Chazal made Baal Chayim Muktzah, they only answered the Guf of Baal Chayim, not the Sar of the Baal Chayim, not the Hear of the live animals, even when the hair is still attached to the live animal. Therefore, even though the animal itself is muktzah, the hair of the horse or the hair of the cow on the tail would not be muktzah, and therefore there would be no muktzah issue with moving the zon of hasus and the zon of hapara, the tail of the horse and the tail of the cow, in order to wipe off one's hands. And the Bir Halacha concludes, V'tzaruch Iyon. L'maisa, there are other places in Hilchos Shabbos where it would seem to indicate that it is mutter to move part of a muktzah item. There's a discussion in Hilchos Shabbos whether one is allowed to milk a cow or a goat directly into food on Shabbos. Everybody agrees that to go ahead and to milk a cow and to milk a goat on Shabbos into a cup to go ahead and drink the milk is for sure usher. To go ahead and to milk it directly into food is mutter on Yontif, and there is some discussion whether it's mutter on Shabbos or not. La halacha, we hold that it's usher on Shabbos. But the Achrayim point out, particularly the Shvi'is HaShabbos, that with all the discussion of milking on Shabbos, we don't find any problem that when one milks the cow, one is being metaltel the cow b'miktas, and there should be a mukta issue in the milking of the cow because one is moving around the udders of the cow. The Shvi'is HaShabbos goes on to say that this is allowed on Yontif to milk a cow directly into food would not be such a shaila, because on Yontif the halacha is that one is allowed to metaltal muktzah l'tzerich eichel nefesh. If one has a basic eichel nefesh need, and the only way to get that eichel nefesh need is through tiltal muktzah is mutter for eichel nefesh. So therefore, milking on Yontif, even if it would be a muktzah issue, would still be allowed because of the principle that tiltal muktzah is mutter b'makom eichel nefesh. However, the shaila is, when we discuss milking cow on Shabbos, whether there is disha, whether it's beirer, etc., what's the havamina one can milk a cow on Shabbos? What happened to the iser of tiltal muktzah? The Shvi'is HaShabbos goes on to say that the halacha is that one is allowed to smell a hadas branch when it is attached to the ground on Shabbos. We are not geyser. He might go ahead and crack it off. The Shvi'is HaShabbos points out that we don't find any indication in the Rishonim that when one smells that hadas branch, he is not allowed to grab it in his hand as he smells it. Actually, the Shvi'is HaShabbos says, the mashmois would be that it's mutter, because the Gemara contrasts smelling a hadas and smelling a fruit. And the Gemara tells us that one is allowed to smell a hadas on Shabbos, and one is not allowed to smell a fruit on Shabbos. Because if one smells a fruit on Shabbos, he might get such a taiva for this fruit, he might pluck it off the tree in order to eat it. But if one smells a hadas on Shabbos, since you can't eat it, all you can do is smell it. If you could smell it just as well, attached to the ground and not attached to the ground, we are not geyser that he might inadvertently cut off the hadas for the purpose of smelling. The Shvi'is HaShabbos says that if any smelling which takes place on Shabbos, one is not allowed to take the item into their hands, the Isser Muktzah should serve to prevent a person from coming to pluck the fruit off the tree. The Isser Muktzah should serve as the reminder to the person that today is Shabbos and he will not come to any further Isser. However, if we are to learn, like the Stimas HaGemara and the Stimas HaRishonim, that it's mutter to take the Hadas into one's hands, then we can understand that the Hadas one can take into his hands, the fruit also one would be able to take into their hands in order to go ahead and smell it. Therefore, the Hadas, which there's no reason to pluck, because one can get its full benefit when it's still attached, we are not geyser that you might come to pluck it. Therefore, it's mutter to smell it on Shabbos. The fruit, on the other hand, is usser to smell on Shabbos because you might come to pluck it in order to get the full enjoyment from the fruit. So again, this would be a second place where we find that tiltal b'miktas, you're not moving the whole tree, you're just bending this branch of hadas over to your nose, and it would seem that this is mutter on Shabbos. The Shvi'is HaShabbos wants to propose that maybe tiltal b'miktas has the same halacha as tiltal min hatzad. If one moves mukta, not directly by moving the mukta, but rather by moving something else and causing the mukta to move, that is referred to as tiltal min hatzad. Tilpul ben atzad is mutter l'tzeyach dover hamutter, and it's osur l'tzeyach dover osur. It's mutter if the purpose of moving it is for a mutter item, for the benefit of something which is mutter on Shabbos. However, it's osur where the benefit is for something which is osur on Shabbos. To go ahead and shake a rock off a barrel of wine in order to access the wine is mutter. That's tilpul min atzad l'tzeyach dover hamutter. In order to protect the rock would be osur, because that's tilpul min atzad l'tzeyach dover osur. Therefore, the Shisa Shabbos explains that we can contrast the tilpul b'miktas of closing the eyes of the mace and the tilpul b'miktas of drawing one's hands or milking a cow. When one is closing the eyes of the mace, the tiltul b'miktas is being done for the benefit of the mace. Tiltul b'miktas, the Shisa Shabbos says, has the same halacha as tiltul min atzad. When it's being done for the benefit of the davar hamukta, it is asr. However, when one is wiping off one's hands on the zon of hasus and the zon of hapara, or else one is milking a cow for the purpose of the milk, over there, the tiltul b'miktas is being done with tzeirach davar hamutter, for the person's benefit. When the tiltul b'miktas is being done with tzeirach davar hamutter, so then, in that case, there would be no iser on tiltul b'miktas. According to the Shvisas HaShavis, there are two other areas of tiltul b'miktas which are mutter, which you would have to explain differently. The halacha is that one is allowed to milk a cow, li'ibud, where the milk ends up on the floor, not used, if the cow is uncomfortable. We would have to explain that the tzar balei chayim of the discomfort of the cow is being matir, the tiltul mukta b'miktas. In truth, the Ran already says that the tiltul mukta, at least in the case of miktas, is mutter in the case of tzar balei chayim. The Gemara on the Kuf Chav Chesam and Beis teaches us that one is allowed to be medadeid a behema b'shabbos, sort of to hold on to it and help it along as it walks. The Ran asks over there, why isn't that not usher because of tiltul mukta? And the Ran answers that tiltul mukta is pushed away because of tzar balei chayim. So the way we're holding so far is the Shisa Shabbos says that tiltul b'miktas is mutter l'tzeirach davar ha-mutter, is asr if it's l'tzeirach davar ha-asr, and these two examples, these two cases of helping the animal walk or milking the cow because of the cow's discomfort, we will allow the tiltul mukta because of tzar balei chayim. There's really another difference between the case of matzimin einav shel mace, of closing the mace's eyes, and the case of drawing one's hands on the tail of the horse, and the case of milking on Shabbos into a pot of food. In the case of matzimin einav shel mace, closing the mace's eyes, when one lets go of the davar mukta, the mukta does not automatically snap back. The mukta stays in the position in which you moved it to. However, in the case of the zonos hasus, when you draw your hand on the horse's tail, or you milk the cow, whether for the cow's benefits or for your benefits, you walk the animal along the road, holding on to it, sort of balancing it as it goes. In those cases, there is no lasting reisham from what you have done. There's no lasting tiltul. It will not remain in the position that you put it. Maybe we could say that tiltul b'miktas is considered to be tiltul in a case where after you move part of the mukta item, it now remains in the position that you have moved it to. However, to move part of a mukta item in a way that when you finish moving it, it will immediately revert back naturally to its original states, we could say that in such a case, Chazal were not gezer on tiltul b'miktas. Now, although the Shisa Shabbos allows tiltul b'miktas l'tzeirach davar ha-mutter, the Prima Gadim argues on the Shisa Shabbos, because the Prima Gadim is referring to a case when a person walks on grass on Shabbos. And the Primogodim in Simon Shin Lamed Vav asks that how come there is no Isser Tiltul Muktzah when one walks on long grass on Shabbos? When one walks on the grass on Shabbos, one is going to go ahead and move the grass. If one moves the grass, L'chaira, one is being over the Isser of Tiltul, and L'chaira, it's a Tiltul B'miktzas, because you're not moving the entire grass, you're only moving the top parts, which, or the parts of the grass that you're actually leaning on. The Prima Gadim says that the reason is because since you are being metaltel with your feet and not with your hands, it is tiltel begufay, and since tiltel begufay is mutter, that is why there is no muktzah issue with walking on the grass on Shabbos. What comes out is that we have a machlekes. When one wants a metaltel bemiktzas, l'tzerich dover ha mutter. According to the Shvisa Shabbos, it's a mutter. According to the Bir Halacha that we learnt, by the Zon of Hasus, it would be Aser. The Bir Halacha is bothered by the Zon of Hasus, and he says that either the Zon of Hasus is disattached, or else it is not Muktzah. The Prima Gadim seems to agree, because he says the Heter to walk on grass on Shabbos is because one is moving the grass with their feet. What remains is a machlokes between the Shvisa Shabbos against the Prima Gadim and the Mishnah Berurah, where the tiltul b'miktzas is mutter or aser when it's being done l'tzeirach davar hamut.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.